You're in the moment. Hello, I'm Kara Hetland in today for Lori Walsh. And coming up in this half hour, we're going to meet the new head swimming coach at Northern State University. That's all ahead. And joining me now is Lee Strubinger. He's SDPB's political reporter, and he is at the Capitol in Pierre on this, the last day of the 2017 legislative session. Hi, Lee.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going well. How's it going there?
Well, we're actually in the House right now. The House is gaveled in, and they are currently taking up the bill to try and override the governor's veto on concealed carry with an enhanced permit in the Capitol. So that debate is going on right now. If you follow, you know, Keely Boltine on Twitter, she is live tweeting it as we speak.
Okay, so let's start with it. This is the last day, and really all that lawmakers can do today is consider overriding vetoes, correct?
Kind of, actually, since lawmakers kind of have a supermajority, Republicans have a supermajority in both houses, they can sort of vote to override the rules, suspend the rules, if you will. And we already kind of saw that happen in the Senate. There was a bill that the governor vetoed that sort of revised probationary period for juveniles. And the Senate said, you know what, this bill got amended in the House at the last minute. We didn't like those changes. They voted to keep the governor's veto. But then they introduced legislation that was basically the same bill they had already debated all session long. And they voted to pass it as it was before the House amended it. Which was kind of exactly what the governor wanted to veto anyways, was this little provision in there that would place juveniles who might be in a position to severely harm themselves, they could get sent to prison. And governor didn't like that, and apparently the Senate didn't either. So
now they're sending back to the House a different piece of legislation.
It's basically the same piece of legislation, but without that amendment that the governor really didn't want. Because the governor wanted this bill, didn't want that part of it, and so, yeah, they're sending that bill on over to the House. But for the most part, yes, it is all vetoes.
So, paint the picture of what vetoes are being considered right now, then.
Right. The two big ones that are going to be debated in large part are the ones that relate to concealed carry. Or permitless carry. Right now, as I said, lawmakers are talking about the enhanced concealed carry with an enhanced permit in the Capitol. And basically an enhanced concealed carry permit is you have to go through a class and you have to get fingerprinted and those sort of things. And what lawmakers want to do is they want to basically have, if you call ahead to Capitol Security and say, hey, you know, 24 hours before I'm gonna be in the Capitol, I'm going to bring my gun. They know who's coming. They know how many guns are in the Capitol, that sort of thing. A lot of the proponents of this bill say, you know what, we're here for 2 months out of the year. That's not a big deal. But constitutional officers and the people who work in the Capitol are here year-round, and they don't have any other exit other than the door they walk into. So they're saying, you know, we want to allow them to have gun, concealed carry gun if they so choose.
And why did the governor veto it?
Well, the governor vetoed it because he thinks, or he says that, you know, Capitol Security does a good enough job as it is, both during session and not during session. So the governor says he's comfortable with concealed carry legislation as it is. It needs 47 votes in the House to override a governor's veto. It got 46 votes in the House when it passed in February, and so we'll see if the House gets the necessary votes to pass it on over to the Senate. It'll be a little harder to pass it in the Senate based on what we've seen before. It passed the Senate with 19 votes, but they'd have to find an additional 5 votes to override a governor veto for this specific bill.
Okay.
There is another, gun-related bill. Some people have called it constitutional carry, permitless carry. Basically, it strips away the requirements for gun owners to have to get a concealed carry permit in order to carry a concealed pistol. It was 10 votes shy of a two-thirds majority the ability to override a governor's veto. In the House, it's a little more narrow of a margin in the Senate. They would need to get one senator to meet that two-thirds requirement to override that governor's veto. So,
okay, so concealed carry, the topic, and that's going on right now in the House?
Yes, correct. The Senate is sort of in recess until the House gets done with some of their stuff. Another bill that the House is going to will consider that the governor vetoed was sort of a revision to this like telecommunications tax, and what this bill did was sort of reduced the access fee for phone calls in the state, and the governor vetoed the bill because the money raised from that fee goes to the telecommunication fund for the deaf. And each chamber, both the Senate and House, would need three votes to override a governor's veto. Now, when the House gaveled in, we already talked about the probationary period for juveniles, that they did that separate bill. So the House will take that up soon. But there was a Senate bill that was a revision to state aid for the special education funding formula. And that bill had a 0.3% increase in the formula, which the governor said in his veto letter was redundant because, recall, lawmakers passed a 0.3% increase across the board for education. So when Senate Bill 33 passed, appropriations was going to a 0% increase to K-12 schools, but then, you know, on the last day that changed when they passed Senate Bill 35.
Okay, so the Senate has done just a little bit, and then they're going to wait for the House to toss things back?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep. So they, you know, the House is in right now, and they're debating, and we'll send back to the Senate shortly. So the Senate, is sending... the number of the Senate bill for the probationary period for juveniles changed. I unfortunately don't have that written down, but it's a whole new bill, and the House will take that up, and we'll go forward.
And what's the mood like at the Capitol today?
It's kind of like one of those, like a small little class reunion. You know, everybody's saying hey again to one another. So I think everybody's excited to be here, but, a little sad that it's the end of session, but, plenty is going on, that's for sure.
As many lobbyists in the wings to talk with lawmakers, or is it just pretty much lawmakers mulling around and reporters?
The lobbyists are filling the lobbyist hall in the on the House side right now. There were a few on the Senate side, but yeah, it's a packed House. It looks like any regular day in the state legislature during session. Now, after lawmakers gavel out for the end of session, we are going to find out what sort of special summer study sessions are going to be happening. So we'll kind of get a sense as to what lawmakers will focus on during the summer as well.
And the governor is going to hold a press conference at the end of today as well?
That is what we are hearing so far. That remains to be there's going to be a governor's press conference a half hour following the adjournment of both houses. So, busy day.
So, Lee, what is your take on the concealed carry? Do you really think that they can change this up there?
I think if I, when it comes to being able to override the governor's veto, the House, getting those 10 votes to override the permitless carry, at least, that could be, a steep hill to climb for the House. The Senate would have to get, one vote. We'll see. As for the enhanced permit in the Capitol, the House only has to get one person to change their vote from the previous vote when it passed in September. So I don't know. It's kind of a mixed bag. We'll wait and see.
And take me back to the debate during the legislative session on why lawmakers feel so strongly to change these regulations.
Well, with the concealed carry for an enhanced permit in the Capitol, you know, the argument is, and we're even hearing that right now today, you know, in terms of like being a lawmaker, they're sitting down in this, what they call a fishbowl. And when it's a packed, you know, gallery, you know, they don't know who may or may not be carrying. There aren't metal detectors or security at any of the entrances to the Capitol. So they say that they feel a little vulnerable in regards to that. The argument against it is that, you know, the security in the Capitol opposes this bill. You know, just because there's an enhanced permit, somebody has an enhanced carry permit, a lot of people against this bill say that's not law enforcement training. You know, law enforcement is trained to react to those kind of dire situations. So those are kind of both the arguments for the carry in the Capitol. As for permitless carry, they kind of point to other states surrounding South Dakota that don't have those requirements that you need to get a concealed carry permit to carry in the state. So, you know, arguments against it is basically the Police Chiefs Association, the Sheriff's Association, all kind of oppose the idea of being a permitless carry state. So, well, remains to see what happens.
Okay, and the governor sided with law enforcement on this one.
Correct. Okay. He heard from those associations, and he was like, they know better than I do, so we'll just go with what they have to say.
All right. Lee Strubinger, I want to thank you for taking time and coming on the program today, and we look forward to your reporting throughout All Things Considered in Morning Edition tomorrow.
Cool. Thank you.
Thanks.